Hello and welcome to Jimmy's USWO report for December 7th, 2013 from the sawmill in Millersville, Tennessee. Our referees for the evening were David the Ref, Ricky the Ref, and Billy Woods. We started off with a newcomer to USWO, Aaron Cross, taking on the sexiest man alive, Big Time Sexy. Oh, sexy, sexy with a lariat.
And Big Time Sexy standing tall in the middle of the ring.
As he should be.
Hey, he's got him going. He might draw a few people next week.
Or next month. Cross comes back in and Sexy drops him, picks him up. There's a Big Time Sexy slam.
Put in your report for Big Time Sexy.
Oh, yeah. Well, they are both bald, after all. Well, Sexy missed a leg drop, and...
I'm forward to listen to this commentary. I hope Big Time Sexy does, though, so he knows I'm better.
And now Cross, after Sexy missed a leg drop, Cross is grabbing a sleeper of some sort. Aaron Cross grinding on the head of Big Time Sexy, who some people's opinion is that he bears a resemblance to Crusher Eric Hodge, but... Sexy not quite as similar to Bobby Hill as...
He called him Bobby Hill.
Not as...
Bobby.
Oh, Sexy gets free. Ducks a back elbow. Cross picks him up. A power slam.
Jimmy, how do you live with yourself calling another grown man Sexy?
It wasn't my idea. I just kind of go along with it. Who am I to judge? And now Cross back with something similar to the sleeper here, except he's got Sexy on the mat this time. Well, this could be choking. Sexy certainly kicking the mat like he's being choked. Cross with a kind of a baseball slide sends Sexy out to the floor, which is nice and padded here. Oh, Cross now out to the floor. And suplex is Sexy on the padded mats on the floor here at the sawmill. Well, Cross pokes his head in, rolls right back out. Oh, Babu now working security, keeping fans away from Aaron Cross, who has already alienated quite a few people here in his debut at the sawmill. Cross bangs Big Time Sexy's head into the ring post and clobbers him in the back of the head with some forearms. There's a knee lift, and down goes Sexy. Sexy back in the ring. Cross still kind of wandering around. Well, Cross certainly pleased with his performance so far in this match. Cross hammering away on Big Time Sexy. Sexy runs into a boot. Cross picks him up over his shoulder. There's kind of a F5-ish looking sort of thing. And there it is. Yeah, it did kind of look like Slacker J's Fuzzy Ducky a little bit. But Aaron Cross victorious here at the sawmill in his first match. Cross now gloating about his win. So Aaron Cross is 1-0 at the sawmill, folks. Babu and the ref helping Big Time Sexy out of the ring and going to drag him to the back where medical personnel may or may not be on hand. Next up, we saw the Crow Show, Josh Crow doing battle with the standout Charles Alexander, where each man had previously defeated the other over the last two events. Who'd come out on top of here? Let's find out. Crow with a right to the jaw of Alexander, whips him into the ropes. And Alexander off of the tilt-a-whirl and sends Crow into the bottom rope. Alexander with a splash. Comes off the ropes again. There's a lariat. Down goes Josh Crow. Alexander covers, but we'll only get two. Alexander waiting for Crow to get up. Kick. Ooh, a flipping neck breaker. Alexander hooks the leg, covers, and still only gets two. And Crow rolls out of the ring. Now Crow making his way around the part of the ring that can be seen. And here comes Alexander out after him. Crow back in and catches Alexander with a knee to the head as he comes back into the ring. Crow double knee drop. Hooks a leg on Alexander and covers, but still, you know, only gets two. Ooh. Chop to the chest by the Crow Show, Josh Crow. Crow with Alexander down on the mat, maybe trying to go for a sleeper. But Alexander's getting back to his feet. Alexander now throwing some rights, grabs Crow, gets reverse whipped into the ropes. Crow also off the ropes, and there's a lariat for standout Charles Alexander, and he goes down to the mat. Crow on top of Alexander now, and looks like he's rubbing his face in the mat. Crow hooks leg and covers. That was about 2 4/7. Alexander getting back to his feet, throwing punches. Comes off the ropes, but Crow meets him with a drop kick, and down he goes again. Crow again covers. That was about 2 7/9. Crow with a chop in the corner for Alexander. Ooh, another one. Here comes Crow. He set up Alexander to, like he's going to kick him in the groin region, but instead he runs up and chops him. Now drapes Alexander over the middle rope and DDTs him. There's a cover, but Alexander is really close to the rope, so it probably wouldn't be no three count there. Crow pulls him out more to the center of the ring, but still only gets two. Now referee Billy Woods, the man in charge of this rubber match, the best of three between Crow and Alexander. Alexander off the ropes and kind of kind of looked like a DDT to me too. Ref Billy Woods counting. Oh, he's getting a five. Both wrestlers still down. Alexander kips up at seven. Crow up two, but right back down as Alexander nails him with a right fist. That's two knockdowns. But this ain't boxing, so he ain't gonna stop the fight. Make it three. Alexander winds up and uppercuts. Alexander with a frog splash. Oh, that was about 2 2 15/16. Alexander picks Crow up, body slam, jumping elbow drop. 2 6/7. Alexander plants Crow in the middle of the ring. Crow trying to talk to the ref. Meanwhile, Alexander up on the top turnbuckle. Crow kind of pushed the ref into the ropes and kind of crotches Alexander on the turnbuckle. Now Crow is going up top with Alexander. He's going to set up for a superplex. Alexander pushes Crow off. Oh, Alexander with a splash. And that'll do it.
Rachel.
So, standout Charles Alexander comes out victorious tonight. Well, people taunting Josh Crow, who did not win this match. We had ladies action next as Sex Kitten Kathy brought out an opponent for the first lady of USWO, Miss Rachel, none other than the legendary Leilani Kai. Leilani Kai throws some elbows at Rachel. There's a right fist right in the nose. And Rachel breaks the hold. And Rachel again grabs the arm of Leilani Kai, a former WWF Women's Champion, former NWA World Women's Champion, and a former PGWA Champion. And she's looking like it now. She's got Rachel trying to surfboard Rachel. Leilani Kai now released that hold. Now she's got the arms of Rachel pulling back on him. Still looks like she might try to surfboard her. Now just steps over Rachel, and here's another wrist lock. And meanwhile, Sex Kitten Kathy approves of what's been going on so far. Leilani Kai grabs Rachel by the hair and pulls her back to the ropes. And the referee is admonishing her for this. Leilani with some punches in the midsection on Miss Rachel. And now Sex Kitten Kathy over and grabbing her a handful of Rachel's hair and pulling her backwards over the top rope as referee admonishing Leilani Kyle on her behavior. Now Leilani running, ramming shoulders into the midsection of Miss Rachel in the corner. Now Leilani Kyle grabs the leg of Miss Rachel and grapevines it. Crowd now getting behind Miss Rachel, the first lady of USWO. Rachel now kicking at the back of Leilani Kai and manages to get free of the hold. Oh, look, Rachel now has a leg of Kai and she's going to grapevine it. And Leilani Kai reaches up and kicks Rachel in the shoulder to get out of the hold. Leilani Kai now hammering Rachel with forearms. And now Leilani Kai, once again, setting up Rachel. Looks like she's going to go for... Looks like she's trying to turn her over in a sharpshooter. But she can't quite get Rachel over yet. Sex Kitten Kathy runs around to the side of the ring to supervise all this. Kai now reaching out, and Sex Kitten Kathy reaches through the ropes and grabs Leilani Kai's hand to kind of help her with some leverage. And they're doing this right over the referee who's down checking on Miss Rachel. Leilani Kai still hasn't been able to turn Rachel over to turn this into a sharpshooter. And now she breaks the hold and kicks Rachel in the back of the leg. Leilani Kai drops an elbow to the thigh of Miss Rachel and then starts working on the leg again. Rachel now has turned this into a body scissors, and she has got it clamped on, and Leilani Kai is not going to give up that easy. You know, being she's held championships all over the place and everything. Rachel now rolls Leilani over. Leilani really close to the bottom rope. She's just inches from it. Sex Kitten Kathy wandering over. Leilani just inches from the bottom rope. Kathy reaches over and puts Leilani's hand on the ropes, and the hold's got to get broken according to the rules. Now Rachel with a waist lock. Leilani elbows free. Grabs a waist lock of her own on Rachel. Rachel now takes Leilani down in an arm bar. She's got her down face first on the mat. Leilani is not sure if she's tapping or not. The ref's valiantly watching this. Rachel's got that arm bar cinched in. Oh, let's see what she's going to... Oh, she's really pulling back on it now. Kind of a half cattle mutilation sort of thing. Rachel still has the armbar, and now she goes backwards onto the mat. Leilani Kai, though, she's inches from the bottom rope. Well, now Sex Kitten Kathy yelling at people in the crowd. And once again, Kathy grabs Leilani's hand and puts it on the bottom rope, so that's going to be end of that hold. But Rachel immediately goes back to the arm. Rachel looks like she's got a hammer lock. Leilani's still on one knee. Rachel over her back, pulling back on the arm. Meanwhile, Sex Kitten Kathy exchanging witty banter with the crowd here at the sawmill. Rachel's been pretty much able to hang on to this arm for the last several minutes. Still can't get Leilani Kai to tap out or submit or anything. And now Leilani with some elbows to the midsection. And finally gets free of the hold. But Rachel right back on the arm. Rachel now driving shoulders into the arm, but Leilani back with a forearm, whips Rachel in the corner. Leilani misses and hits the ring post. And now Rachel's going to the leg. She's got a grapevine. Rachel's really pulling back. And there you go. And here's Sex Kitten Kathy in, and she's going to get the same fate as Leilani Kai did. Rachel rolls out of the ring. So now Sex Kitten Kathy and Leilani Kai, they might be able to do a three-legged race.
Miss Rachel, the first lady of the year.
Because they still have two good legs between them. And Miss Rachel walks away a winner tonight here at the Sawmill. Well, Sex Kitten Kathy back to her feet. Leilani Kai rolls out of the ring. And her trip to the Sawmill did not go as her and Sex Kitten Kathy had planned. And Chicken Hat moves at Sex Kitten Kathy. After intermission, the exception, Zach Hartnell, came out with fellow Dynasty members Chris Norte and Dyron Flynn as he would take on former USWO Triple Crown champion, the rock star Mike Jablonski.
Everybody look how hot I am!
Zach Hartnell, ladies and gentlemen, proclaiming his hotness. Jablonski whips Hartnell on the ropes. There's a backsplash. Here's Jablonski. Oh, butt to the face. And a running boot to the face, and Hartnell is down in the corner. And there was much rejoicing, except from Don and Norte, of course. Jablonski goes for a headbutt, but there's the eye poke of doom by the exception, Zach Hartnell. And Jablonski ends up in the ropes right where Norte and Dyron are at. And they get a few shots. Dyron now ready to pop Jablonski, but Norte pulls him off the apron. Jablonski charges at Hartnell. Hartnell sidesteps, and Jablonski crashes into the ring post shoulder first. And Hartnell now yanking on the arm of Jablonski. Zach Hartnell kind of a DDT on the arm of Jablonski. Jablonski rolls over. And now Hartnell choking Jablonski. Now Hartnell with a rear chin lock. Hartnell pulls Jablonski's shoulders down on the mat, but only gets two. Hartnell gets to his feet and stomps the shoulder of Jablonski. Norte and Dyron approve of this. Hartnell firing some forearms at Jablonski. Drives a shoulder in the midsection. And here's Dyron. Dyron choking Jablonski. Of course, Dyron decked out in his ring attire, but is wearing a tie and a fanny pack. And looks like he used the tie there to choke Jablonski. And now Hartnell over choking Jablonski. Yes, only 3 out of 5 members of the Dynasty here, and according to Robert's Rules of Order, that's not enough for official Dynasty business to be conducted. Maybe they had 4 here. And here's Dyron again. Yeah, I think that's the tie he was using. Jablonski just tosses the tie out of the ring, and Babu picks the tie up. Hartnell shoots Jablonski in the ropes. There's a back elbow and a cover. Ooh, 2.5. Another cover, but another 2. Hartnell now with an arm bar on Jablonski, and he's pulling back on that arm. Hartnell really wrenching back on that arm now of Jablonski. Hartnell's had that arm pulled back now for about 1.5 minutes. Still can't get a 3 count on Jablonski or a submission. Jablonski gets to his feet, pulls Hartnell up, and shoves him back in the corner, but Jablonski goes down to the mat. Looks like Hartnell might have tripped him or something. Both wrestlers struggling to get back their feet as a ref counts. Hartnell pulls himself up with the ropes. Jablonski doing the same on the opposite side of the ring. Jablonski now with some rights for Hartnell. Jablonski catches Hartnell off the ropes with a drop kick, hooks a leg and covers, but only 2. Hartnell now firing away on Jablonski with forearms in the corner, grabs Jablonski. Jablonski reverse whips him into the opposite corner. And there's a forearm from Jablonski. Jablonski's setting up. There's a DDT. Ooh, close to 3, but Jablonski couldn't quite hold him down. Jablonski, some kind of driver, but still only 2. Hartnell pulling himself up in the corner. Here comes Jablonski. Hartnell reverse whips Javonski into the ropes. Javonski pulls him down. Roll up. And that'll do it. Oh, and here's Dyron Anorte. Dyron Anorte putting a boost to Jablonski. It's 3-on-1 now. Norte with a boot. Dyron with a boot. And here's LT with a crutch. And LT's going to run off 3/5 of the Dynasty that are present tonight.
No.
Now the ref instructing the Dynasty members to head to the back, please, with sugar on it and a cherry. Well, now the ref and Babu kind of herd the Dynasty back up the ramp. And, of course, here's LT on the mic, the moment you've all been waiting for.
You mess with one, you mess with all. Mike and I, we've had our ups and downs, but he's my partner in crime. This is my friend. He's a fan favorite. Give it up for the rock star, Mike Jablonski. Jump him from behind. You want to try to humiliate him. You want to try to end his career. It's not going to happen. Mike can fight his own battle. And you know what they say? Well, dunk around and pay back as hell.
It's coming back on you.
It's for you. I know. The LT falls up to talk, but you like to get on this mic and you like to shoot. You like to say a lot of things.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't like
you. You need to watch what you say about these fans.
Why?
They're not just fans. They're Mike and I. They're our friends. They're our family. We're not going to let you get one over on them like that. I would take this truck and I would crack it across your head. Now that's not a threat. That's a promise. That's a stupid threat. Mike, you okay, man? You got anything to say? I mean, I know this is not done, this is not over. You want another shot at Zach Hartnell? You can start with him, and then you can beat them one by one. They are trash. They're cocky, they're conceited, they're not the answer to this paper. You and I, and these people, together, Mike, together, we can take out the trash. You know what? I gotta give it to the rock star, Mike Jablonski.
He is
still standing! I believe in him, and I know you
people,
you believe in him as well.
I gotta shake your hand, LT Falk. Thank you for having my back. Give it up for Mr. 110-minute promo, LT Falk. Hey, Zach Hartnell, congratulations. You just got pinned by a rock star. I'm not a smart man. I've been doing this for 14 years. And I ain't back down from nobody, whether it be Lone Star, whether it be Jerry Lynn, whether it be Chris Michaels, whether it be Aaron Vision, and I sure as hell ain't gonna back down from any of you jerks. January the 11th, I got a free night, and I'm sure you got a free night because all you ever do is hit the weights, you don't have a social life, so... Why don't we call the rest of the members of the Dynasty for ringside, and I'll kick your ass once again. We ain't even got to wait till January 11th. I'm hurt, but I ain't back down, and I ain't going back down. We can do it right now.
We still have two more matches. I mean, tell you what now. If you want it, and you people want to see it, on the next show, January the 11th, the rest of the members are ringside. If they try to stick their nose in your business, I'm going to be watching from the back, and I'm going to come out here if you need me to.
Let's not waste time with you in the back. Why don't you be at ringside with me so I know I'll get a fair shake.
Whatever needs to be done. Guys, just go ahead and come to the back. We'll see you on the next event, and you better be ready, because we're not going to beat you just for us. We're going to do it for each and every one of these trash fans.
Next, the ladies return to the ring as Sex Kitten Kathy has some unfinished business. Oh, here's Sex Kitten Kathy and Leilani Kai back out here. How wonderful.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm asking positive to Miss Rachel.
Oh, here comes Rachel back out.
My God, why
okay,
would
well,
not?
I'm going to admit that they may have been fucking bold.
The best son of a bitch in
but
the business.
But certainly not cheap. Maybe the legend is they love the car. You've been lucky, apparently, if you've been training with legends on the car. So if you think you can beat me, it's nice. What do you think? What do you think? I'm feeling pretty good. So I will take on the challenge.
We got a referee on here. Let's get a ref out here, Jimmy. These ladies are ready to go.
Well, we got another match here, and hey, it's Sex Kitten Kathy and Miss Rachel this time. Hey, there is Sex Kitten Kathy with a snapmare on Miss Rachel and a boot to the face. Ooh. Kathy now driving knees into the shoulder of Miss Rachel, the First Lady of USWO, in this impromptu matchup. And here's Sex Kitten Kathy with a rear chin lock on Miss Rachel, but Rachel gets to her feet and elbows free of this deadly hold, but Kathy, hair pull takedown. And Kathy dumps Rachel in the corner so Leilani Kai can reach through and choke her in the ropes while Sex Kitten Kathy gets all chummy with the ref, who probably didn't expect he's going to have to come back out here so soon. Kathy now kicking away on Rachel. And there's a boot to the throat. And meanwhile, now the ref arguing with Leilani Kai. Of course, Leilani 0-1 so far tonight. So we're going to see what Sex Kitten Kathy, see if her luck changes or anything. Kathy with a running knee. Rachel whipped the ropes, ducks a lariat, grabs Kathy. Tries to roll her up. Kathy grabs Leilani's arms, but the ref kicks him away. Rachel rolls up Kathy, and there's the pin.
The First Lady of the USWO is Rachel!
So now the dynamic duo of Leilani Kai and Sex Kitten Kathy, they're 0-2 on the evening. The dreaded double dip. Leilani exchanging pleasantries with the crowd here at the sawmill. The fact that she's like held a bunch of championships and all over the world and stuff does not impress these folks. TNT Motley comes to the ring and takes the mic.
I'm here tonight. Are you on here? I'm here tonight because Chris has this is an open challenge for that title belt. And I'm stepping up tonight to take that challenge. Now I know I've been wrong all year. I know you have no reason to fear for me. The year is just not done. And I'm ready to prove to each and every one of you that I can be a champion that you can all cheer for and get behind. Tonight, I'm going to fight for each and every one of you. And I'll show you the new TNT, the new view tonight.
So TNT Motley is accepting the open challenge. Can he pull out the victory and become our USWO champion? Let's find out. And here we go. We got lockups. TNT Motley taking advantage of an opportunity here. He could possibly become our next USWO champion. But he's got an uphill climb against another former USWO Triple Crown champion, the headliner Chris Michaels, and Motley just shoves Michaels down. Well, Michael's asking for quiet, and he's actually getting his wish here. Michaels winds up on the arm of TNT Motley. I believe this is Motley's first shot at any championship in USWO. And Michaels backs Motley to the corner, and once again, Motley shoves Michaels down on his back. Michaels just pops Motley upside the head. There's a clubbing forearm to the back. Michaels now bangs Motley's head in the turnbuckle, grabs the head and pops him in the nose. Motley outside the ring, and Michaels now is going to follow. Referee now counting as both men outside the ring. Well, something's happening because Babu's running over there. Referee still counting as the two wrestlers are out of the sight of the camera. Well, here's Motley being rolled back in, and Michaels following. Well, a few little TNT chants going out here. It's Michaels stomps on Motley. Motley with a big backdrop on Michaels. And Lariat's Michaels over the top rope and out of the ring. Motley with a suplex on Michaels and gets two as Michaels came back into the ring. Michaels off the ropes with a neck breaker. Michaels pops Motley upside the head, stomps on his hands. Now Michaels is stomping away. Michaels takes Motley and chucks him through the ropes and out on the floor. And now Michaels, proud of his accomplishments, and takes a break. Pops his feet up in the corner and relaxes while the referee counts. Waiting for TNT Motley to come back in. Michaels steps outside the ring, clobbers Motley. Michaels catches Motley off the ropes with a lariat as both wrestlers made their way back into the ring. Michaels drops an elbow, hooks leg and covers. Only two. Michaels whips Motley hard into the corner and Motley goes down. Michaels winds up and pops Motley right upside the head. There's about two, three more, right? Michaels whips Motley into the corner. Michaels now. He's ready. Here he comes. Bronco Buster misses as Motley gets out of the way. Motley, three lariats on Michaels. He's firing up now. Picks him up. Body slam. Down goes our USWO champion, headliner Chris Michaels. And Motley drops an elbow. There's a hooks, leg, and covers. Whoa, that was awful close. That was about 2 and 24, 36th or something. Motley shoots Michaels into the corner. Motley misses a splash as Michaels got out of the way. Super kick. I think this is about going to do it. So, Chris Michaels lives to fight another day as our USWO champion. We then hear from USWO promoter, the legend, Tony Falk. Hey, here's Tony.
What about TNT Motley? Yeah. What about that? I think I see something tonight. TNT Motley, I mean, he showed me something here. But right now, I want to thank all of you fans for coming out here to the Sawmill for the USWO wrestling.
What did he show you? Did he get beat?
Yeah, he's off. I'm not saying it in news, but I'm telling you, the kid showed me some stuff. Man, I think.
Charles, you know where I stand?
All he showed you is that what whoever and whenever you put in this ring with Chris Michaels, your USWO heavyweight champion, the outcome is always going to be the same. I'm going to walk out the winner and steal your everybody's USWA heavyweight champion. Well, maybe in 2014, things would change. But he has held on to that for quite a while. But in 2014, you never know who's going to step into the sawmill, who's going to be there. But what I was saying, fans, I want to thank you for coming out here tonight. Hope you have a good, as I would like to say, a Merry Christmas. But I want to thank you from the Falk family. Like LT said earlier, y'all all part of our family.
And I wish the place was packed, but who knows? Next year we may just have us another packed house around here. But thank you all for coming out here, being part of this. Now it's time for that main event. All right, give it up for Tony Falk, everybody.
Our main event of the evening is tag team action, featuring the Dynasty's Drink Destroyers, Dyron Flynn and Chris Norte. LT Falk comes out and again takes the microphone.
Short and sweet. Father and son tag match? I mean, you never know. Don't let your mouth ready to check that ass. You're not going to be able to tag. Look, Fireball Roberts is unable to make it tonight due to the weather. Owensboro, Kentucky, a little bit of ice, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But on February the 11th, Mr. Fireball himself will be back at the sawmill. He wanted me
January 11th.
He wanted me to apologize to each and every one of you because he wanted to be here. But I'm a little smarter than they think. You know, this is not going to be a handicap match. I'm not going to step in this alone. We only have this one life to live, you know? No need to have been this, you know? It's really not.
Put on there like four times.
This guy and I, we've had ups and downs, you know? Not a day goes by that I don't think of him. Not a day goes by that I don't think of this guy. But I know how to forgive. I don't know how to forgive, but I can forgive. Everybody deserves a second chance. This guy loves professional wrestling just like I do. And truth be told, he loves you people. He apologized, just like TNT. I cannot believe it. A night of changes, if you will. I believe in this guy, and I want each and every one of you to do me a favor and believe in him also. We're going to put our differences to the side, and we're going to have a main event tag match. My tag team partner, come on out, play his music.
So former USWO Music City Champion First Class Justin Grammary comes out to be LT's partner for tonight. Dyron now with a hammerlock and back into a headlock. Of course, Dyron out here a while ago in a tie and a fanny pack, not wearing either of those items. LT hip tosses, and Dyron rolls to the apron and out to the floor, and Chris Norte appears to have gone out there and checked on him. So Norte gives Dyron a little encouragement, and here he goes back into the ring and immediately tags out to Norte. LT waiting. Let's see what he's going to do. LT hasn't arm dragged anybody yet. Here's Justin Granberry in. LT gets reverse whipped by Granberry into Norte, then whips Norte into a lariat. And Granberry only gets one on Norte. Of course, Granberry and Norte were a part of Whiteout 2.0 about this time last year. Granberry drags Norte back to the corner and tags in LT. LT now with an arm bar on Chris Norte. That is an arm bar and not an arm drag. Norte rakes eyes and gets out. Dyron comes in, and LT drop toe holds him on the mat and grabs a front face lock. And LT tags in Justin. Justin LT whip Dyron in the ropes. Dyron leapfrogs LT. Justin kind of looks like kneed him in a groin region. Drops a leg on Dyron. There's a cover. But only two as Norte sticks his leg and kicks Justin in the head. First class Justin Granberry winding up on the arm. Dyron reverse, he whips him into the ropes, catches him with a knee lift and cuts Justin a flip. Dyron now bangs Justin's head in the turnbuckles. Now Dyron wearing out Justin in the corner. Of course, Dyron doesn't have his tie that he wore a while ago, or he'd be choking Justin with it right now. Dyron off the ropes and lariats Justin down. Got him folded over. And here's a tag on Chris Norte, the other half of the Drink Destroyers. Norte hammering away on Justin. Whips him across. Back elbow. And Dyron and Norte now. False tag. and work over Justin. Meanwhile, the referee once again has to remind LT, do not enter without benefit of a tag. Dyer with a knee lift, and down goes Justin. Dyer now with a front face lock. Justin pushes him back to the corner and reaches out and tags LT, but the ref didn't see it, so LT back to the corner with you. And the Drink Destroyers are going to have some more fun at Justin Granberry's expense. Norte now choking Justin in the middle of the rope. Norte now arm bars Justin Granberry and pulling back on it. Referee checking with Justin, see if he wants to give it up, but he's not going to do that yet. And Norte's kind of changed this into a crossface, sort of. And then false tags out to Dyren, who continues the arm working. As a referee, again, has to tell LT to please behave, and or he'll send him in his room without any supper. Justin now fighting out of this hold, gets to his feet and gets free, but Dyren gets a boot to the midsection. Dyren picks Justin up and slams him. Dyren now going to second turnbuckle. Justin trying to get back to his feet. Here comes Dyren. But Justin gets out of the way, and Dyren misses. Justin over, and there's a tag on LT. We got tags, folks. And hey, it's everybody in the pool. LT spin kicks Norte, comes off the ropes. Bulldog. Meanwhile, Dyren and Justin going out in the corner. Dyren goes over, leaves Justin in the corner, and pops LT to break up the count. Oh, Dyren grabs LT, Norte off the ropes, but only gets two. All four still in the ring, and they're duking it out here. LT drops Norte. Norte rolls out of the ring, and here's... Oh, Dyren ducks. LT hits Justin. Of course, this is the first time that LT and Justin were tagged up, and oh, LT is now mad at Dyren. Well, you know, LT did hit his partner. And now LT explaining his actions to Justin.
Here we go.
So it was another wild night for USWO at the Sawmill. USWO returns to the Sawmill on Saturday, January 11th. Until then, happy holidays and thank you for listening.